Unit 13. Viva Grand Central Terminal. Last week in my writing class, my assignment was to write an essay on the theme of An Introduction to a Historic Building in New York. I decided to write about Grand Central Terminal, which celebrated its centennial in 2013, 1 year before Tokyo Station. The terminal is always crowded with commuters and tourists. Today, I came to do an audio tour around the terminal. The audio guide not only guides you around, but it also gives you a detailed history and insight into this legendary station. Since its opening in 1913, the terminal has long served as a core of the public transportation services in and out of the city. In the early 20th century, the station was such a lively place, being used as a stage for various movies and dramas. There was a television station within the terminal where live programs were aired. From the 1960s through the 1970s, due to severe financial conditions, there was a strong appeal from members of the railroad company and outside developers to dismantle the deteriorated building and replace it with a brand new skyscraper. But, in contrast to another legendary station, Penn Station, which was demolished in 1963, New Yorkers took a stand to protect the terminal from demolition. In 1990, the city finally decided to preserve the complex and renovate the interior and exterior of the old building. Now in the main concourse, you can see shiny marble walls, fancy chandeliers, and a beautiful blue dome-shaped ceiling with a map of the constellations. The terminal retains its original form and elaborately crafted details, thereby attracting many tourists from all over the world. There are also many restaurants, cafes, bakeries, and souvenir shops within the station. When I finished the tour, I felt so hungry that I walked into the Oyster Bar, a famous seafood restaurant located on the ground floor. What I picked from among the various items on the menu was the Manhattan clam chowder. The waiter at the restaurant proudly said to me, "This restaurant is as old as the terminal." When it gets a bit colder, I'm sure I will come back to this bar to eat plenty of fresh oysters.